simply spritz poopery in the bowl to create a film on the water's surface that actually traps the...
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Colenghi.
I'm Christina Staffo.
It was 2 days before Christmas. I walked into the studio, and there it was. The first Christmas gift of the season. Who is it from? The co-host.
That's right.
And I was touched.
Were you?
Yes.
Good.
So I opened it up and I realized it was something that I wouldn't buy for myself. Maybe because I would be a little too embarrassed to purchase this thing. But it's something I've been intrigued with.
Yes.
And it's something that I've thought about from time to time. And then it was reminded to us that it did exist a few weeks ago. And we'll talk about that in a second. But what did I get from Christina for Christmas? I got a bottle of poopery.
We had been talking about it. It has come up a couple times in segments. And, you know, I wasn't going to do gifts this year. I've had a lot of things going on. Money's kind of stretched a little bit thin. But I was at the Hallmark trying to get some Christmas cards. And there it was at the checkout, like right by the register.
An impulse buy.
And I was like, this is a sign. I gotta buy this for him.
And when you even said, oh, I left a gift in your studio, and I texted back, oh, that's really nice. And you said, oh, it's nothing big, but it was so appropriate. So when I opened it up, I'm thinking, why is it appropriate? She's getting me poopery. And for those of you that don't know what poopery is, go on YouTube. There is a commercial that aired in the UK, which is laugh out loud funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's a woman, prim and proper, with her British accent, talking about how if you spray this stuff on the water in the commode before you... drop anchor, for lack of a better term.
I drop off the kids.
It will eliminate any offensive smell in any way.
It kind of traps it underneath the film that it makes on the top of the water.
And the film smells very nice. It could be lemon fresh. Right. It has a variety of different ones.
Sure.
You bought me the lemon pledge variety, I think it was. So, and I'm thinking, well, why is she thinking about this? Then it occurred to me. We did a segment on poopery months ago.
Yeah.
But we had Blair Tindall, the author of Mozart in the Jungle, on the show last month. And when we're recording the interview, and we always chat with the guests for a minute or so before we actually go on the air, she said, I had just listened to your segment on poopery. It was quite enjoyable. And we looked at each other. Oh, we did that like months ago.
Yeah.
She's like listening to the whole show.
Digging back for that one.
So it brought poopery back to the forefront. So there I had it. And I took a picture of it. I put it up on social media.
Yeah,
I was
sure
so
did.
Proud.
Uh-huh.
So I took it home and I showed it to my wife. I said, look. And she was as excited as I was that we now had this thing that we both wanted to try.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it is? I was afraid to buy it. Kind of feeling funny about the whole thing.
I don't know. The little stand that they had it on right by the register, there was only 3 bottles left. So this must have been like stocking stuffer of the season type gift.
So let me tell you this.
Okay.
So I have it in the house and there it is on the little table outside the bathroom. And I've never been more excited to have to go in my life. I was the focus group of the world right now because I wanted to try this. So, okay, here it comes. Hey, it's time to go. Up the stairs I go. I take the bottle, take off the top. Psht, psht. I let nature take its course, and wouldn't you know, it works.
I know it works.
Oh my goodness.
I've used it.
I never realized that I could smell like lemons, and
it's,
I do.
As the film is disturbed.
Yes.
It releases the scent into the air,
does.
You're spraying something,
yes.
Like an air freshener or something like that. But you know what's funny? Those commercials are like, need to go at work, no problems now. Need to go at the friend's house, need to go here, that,
anywhere.
The other thing. Bring poopery with you in your bag.
Yes, I'm tempted to bring it now with me to work and try it at the studio.
Oh boy!
And the whole place can smell like lemons. But there is a warning here.
Oh, is
there's
there?
A huge caveat.
Okay.
One spray is enough.
Is it?
Oh, because if you go, my son, 12 years old, decides he wants to try it too. Because who doesn't want to try
poopery? Who doesn't want to give it a go?
When are you ever able to experiment in the bathroom when that's going on? So not only does he go, psh, he goes, psh, 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 psh.
Oh, he gave it a couple.
All right. So he's sitting down dealing with the fumes of all this stuff coming up at that point. He does what he needs to do. It disguised it. But the entire house smelled like poopery for a couple of hours.
It went through the whole house.
Down the stairs, through the living room, through the dining room, into the kitchen, down into my little studio at home. Boy, it smelled like poopery central. But it's not offensive, but it has that real lemon pledge feeling.
Lemony. Well,
yes.
I know that they have different kinds. I got the lemon one, but they also have ones that I think have like a cinnamon thing going on. They have one that's called Santa Poo, I think.
And what is Santa Poo?
It's like a nutmeg. like a very, you know, like that type of, you know, nutmeg, a holiday scent, if you will. So they have a couple different ones that you could choose from, but that was just the one that was there.
Now, let me just add one thing.
Sure.
Right, it doesn't, let's just say that when you add the element into the poopery, sometimes the element is still there in some way, shape, or form. You can still kind of sense that it's there. So it's a lemony version of that, but it's still a better version of...
Better than that.
...of that without the lemony thing in it in the first place. So it is amazing, and I'm surprised more people haven't caught on to this. You said there were only three left in the little display.
Yep. But, you know, I haven't seen... The only place that I've ever seen this...
Yeah.
Actually, the first time that I saw it and the first time that I bought it, I was down at the Jersey Shore. My cousin and I were in a little boutique in Long Beach Island, a little store that has like all these little crafty things, like, you know, the wood panels with the sayings on it and all that stuff. And again, by the register. And I looked at my cousin Amy and I was like, does that say poopery? And she was like, oh my God, we got to buy it. So we both bought it. It was very funny, like a gag gift, whatever. But I've only ever seen it in stores kind of like that.
Kitschy stores.
Yeah, like, you know, like the Hallmark, I know it's not a kitschy store, but the Hallmark, the one that I went to, is kind of one of those where, you know, has all like the tchotchkes and the candles,
sure.
And it's not just cards,
little
you
pocket
know?
Gifts,
right?
So to speak.
Exactly.
And I think it's important that they put it up at the register so you see it. You know what? Hey, there's that thing. I saw it on YouTube. I'm going to buy it because it's not something you're going to bury back in its own section.
No.
Because let's be honest, who's going to walk in and walk up to the 16-year-old kid that's working there and say, excuse me, where do you keep the sprays that mask the smell of my bowel movements? That's not going to work.
Where do you keep the poopery?
Aisle four. It's not going to work. So it has to be someplace where it can just be easily accessible.
Right.
And just and next to the Hershey bars
or
and
whatever.
The gum and the mace or whatever else they keep up there.
And if you
it's
are
good.
Embarrassed, you could just kind of sneak it in with the rest of the stuff you're buying.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would be embarrassed, whatever.
But I don't know if I would take it to a friend's house.
No.
If you take it to work, it's usually a large bathroom. And if there's any kind of smell, you can always blame it on somebody else.
Right.
That's the one thing. You're in the bathroom, okay? And you're washing your hands because you just took care of business. And somebody comes in and all of a sudden, whoa. And they kind of smell what was going on. So what I always do, as I look at the person and I kind of shift my eyes, it's like, yeah, it's that guy that's still in there
right now.
You even
do
though
that?
It was me? Oh, of course.
See,
because
I
get self-conscious.
I don't care.
You're like, I don't care.
The bathroom is there for a reason.
And that's why everybody just goes and does it. So it's one thing to bring poopery to work,
yeah.
But to bring it to a friend's house, because if you don't know how to use poopery the right way, this, like I said with my son, it goes crazy and poopery is there for hours.
It's going to invade the house.
Let's say your friend lives in a tiny little apartment and it's just one little bathroom there. Now, well, but see, then again, you could kind of go the other way and offend your friend if you didn't really have the poopery in the first place. But it's a better world because of poopery.
That's true. I like it. I think it's good.
Oh, one thing I wanted to bring up before we finish the segment. We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
We record our shows at WRNJ Radio in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Lovely station in a lovely part of the world. And the production manager walks into us as we were recording our show a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
And he said, I think I have a guest for you. It is a person who is a nudist.
Mm.
How do you feel about having a nudist on the show?
Mm.
No?
Well, is it a guy or a girl?
Well, you know what? As you vamp and talk, I'll find it.
Okay, so here is my thought process on this.
All right,
go ahead. They're obviously going to come in nude, right?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I think it would be over the phone, right? I don't think they're coming in.
Oh, well, if it's over the phone,
It's an author. Oh, no. It's the foremost authority on nudism as a lifestyle and clothing optional expert. Wow. Her name is Deb Bowen.
Okay.
She is actually, I think, located in California.
Oh, okay.
So she's going to be doing it on the phone. But I would imagine she would be nude while she's on the phone.
Well, that's fine then. I would have had, I don't know if I would have been okay with her being here.
Yeah.
But if it's just a phone interview.
Well, all right, but are you comfortable talking about nudism on the radio?
Yeah, whatever.
About Deb Bowen. She's worked in the nudist clothing optional business for over 12 years.
Okay.
She works with TV and movie producers who want to expose the barely free lifestyle to the masses for more exposure. Ha ha. She's a professional entertainer, singer, and performer. Boom, there's a whole bunch of questions right there.
What kind of entertainer is she?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Obviously a nude entertainer.
Now, here's a question.
Yeah.
You obviously, if you're a nudist, have to live in a nudist community. You can't just go buy a condo in LA and be nude all the time. Or LA.
Gee, honey, look at that new neighbor.
You know, in wherever and be
Pittsburgh.
Nude.
Pittsburgh. You can't go to Pittsburgh and be nude.
Right. So what do they do when they have to like go to the supermarket? Do they just put a loincloth on or
something? I would imagine so. And that's got to be kind of odd.
Is it just minimal clothing then required?
I would imagine the bare minimum. We're talking thong, I would imagine. But in the cold weather climates, that could be a little annoying as well.
They put socks on.
Yeah, but you know, to everybody else around them, you're watching this person, they're barely dressed, selecting their poo-pourri just before they pay for their other stuff. And all of a sudden, they are barely clothed. So
I'd be interested to asking her a couple of questions. I mean, not all because right. I'm interested, but...
So book it?
Yeah, why not?
We should do this?
Yeah,
all
let's
right.
do so, it. Let's broaden our horizons.
Hey, she's also the public relations specialist for something called the Caliente Spa and Resort. Ooh. It's a nudist colony.
It's hot.
Wow, it sure is. And I've been told there is a new, there's some sort of a nudist thing not far from the radio station
really?
Where we record this. So maybe we can really get a nude person in if this picks up.
Wow.
Wow, exciting.
Wow, our ratings are going up, man.
So, yes, just the ratings. All right, so we are going to have a nudist on the show. I will send the email out.
Okay,
this is
great.
Be fun. I'm excited
awesome.
About this.
Can't wait.
Poo-pourri, nudism, you see where the show is going, folks. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
We are both fully clothed
yes.
on America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.